I remember him then as a most ordinary, slightly nervous-looking dark man, with an air of being preoccupied with something else, and doing what he was doing just then under an accountable sense of duty. I heard Bensington also once, in the old days, at an educational conference in Bloomsbury. Like most eminent chemists and botanists, Mr. Bensington was very authoritative upon teaching, though I am certain he would have been scared out of his wits by an average board school class in half an hour. And so far as I can remember now, he was propounding an improvement of Professor Armstrong's heuristic method, whereby, at the cost of £300 or £400 worth of apparatus, a total neglect of all other studies and the undivided attention of a teacher of exceptional gifts, an average child might with a peculiar sort of thumby thoroughness learn in the course of 10 or 12 years almost as much chemistry as one could get in one of those objectionable shilling textbooks that were then so common. Quite ordinary persons, you perceive, both of them, outside their science, or if anything on the unpractical side of ordinary. And that you will find is the case with scientists as a class all over the world. What there is great of them is an annoyance to